Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And good morning, and welcome to Long-Term Care Radio. I'm Brian Ott, live in the studio this morning. Alongside me is Madeline Lutch. We're all dressed up. We got a class this morning. Pretty exciting. Full house signed up this morning. And so if you've just tuned into Long-Term Care Radio, we teach these classes one or two a month. And you can always get that information on our website. Today we have one at 9 o'clock over in Bellevue, so we're going to see a lot of our listeners there. And then we have another one coming up at the end of the month.
Yeah, March 30th. It's going to be an asset-based class. Today we're just doing the 101 class, which is a great way for everyone to get started. Mm-hmm. And then the asset-based class is the one where we go through all of these new programs that we talk about on the radio.
Yeah, the big difference is like today's class, you're going to learn about everything. And then the class at the end of the month, we're really just going to focus on these new asset-based plans. These are the plans that are going to pay us back whether we use them or not. And there's just a wide variety of ways to set these up. And so that's the main difference. But a lot of the class is the same. So you can come to either one. You're still going to learn about asset-based plans today. And then the people that come on the 30th, we're going to leave out the traditional plans and just really focus on the asset base. And all that information is on our website. And we're here to motivate you today, because today we're going to talk about this dirty word, procrastination, right? And I can't tell you how much this has cost me over my life. Procrastination, the action of delaying or postponing something. I got a C- in public speaking in college, mostly because I procrastinated the whole semester, right? And I had to, you know, you had to give up the, you knew you had to give this big speech. So you go up and you give these little like 5-minute ones throughout the course. But you had this big one where you had to go up and speak for the whole hour in front of the class, and you had to have stuff prepared.
Hour?
Yeah, it's like pretty much, it was like 45 minutes. And I procrastinated and procrastinated and procrastinated. And I remember showing up as a freshman, and this was a class you had to take at Colorado State University. You had to take it to graduate. It didn't matter what your major was, public speaking. So it was full of juniors and seniors. There were no sophomores. I was the only freshman. And I had wiggled my way in because I just thought, I'll just, it's like ripping the Band-Aid off. Just get it out of the way. Took it my first year. So I remember showing up to my final. It was my day to give my big 40-minute speech. And I'm sitting there, and this gal sits in front of me, and she goes, "Are you ready for this?" And I'm like, "No." And she goes, "Let me see your speech." And I had like four pieces of paper, and I had like three lines on the first one, and that was it. Everything else was blank. So I got up there and I, you know, start getting down the rabbit holes, and I ended up getting a C in the class. But that's procrastination, right? In a nutshell, it has a lot of costs, and that's probably why it's a bad word. We wait too long. You know, I always think of the people around Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Christmas Eve, and everybody's like, "I haven't done anything," and you got to go out and jam, you know, the whole shopping in 4 hours.
And with everyone else that's also doing that. Yeah.
That's why people get socks and ties and stuff for Christmas right there, right? Because all the good stuff's gone. But we're going to talk about that today, procrastination in long-term care. There's really, three major problems that procrastinating causes. And I'm going to break those down, and we're going to go over that. And, you know, hopefully motivate you to start really thinking about this, because you know, you hear the ads during the week. Dory's talking about it. The facts are pretty clear. Nearly 3 out of 4 of us will end up in a long-term care situation.
Mm-hmm.
And what people still are struggling with is that, you know, well, you know, I was talking to a guy yesterday at the office, and he was just saying, "Well, you know, I'm healthy. I don't have any problems. So I really just don't think I'm going to need it." And it's like, yeah, but that's the same as looking at our home or any other insurance that we have, right? Why do we have health insurance? I'm healthy now. You know, nothing's going to happen. And you have to understand that things can change very quickly. And what happens with long-term care, the problem is we can't get long-term care when we need it. So when the house is already on fire, you don't call the insurance agent.
Exactly.
And so we get these calls every week. You know, my wife's got diagnosed with Parkinson's, but it's not that bad yet.
Yeah, it's really mild. It's okay. It's going to be fine, but we need to get her insured now. And it's like,
yeah, and I think the scope of it, what we're trying to educate people on with our classes too, is that, you know, long-term care is not It's not a location. It's not a nursing home. That's the other thing people are always struggling with. They don't want to go to a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, they're not going to need long-term care because they're never going to go to a nursing home. And it's not that. It's an event.
Yeah, that's the biggest misconception. You get long-term care insurance so that you can stay home or you can live with your child or you can move into a nice assisted living facility or a nice community.
Or more importantly, the bottom line is stay in control of your care options.
Exactly.
Right? And so you watched your mother go through this. She burned through her assets. She ends up on Medicaid. Now the government stepped in and they dictated who where she got her care and who she was going to receive her care from.
Exactly. Not just where she got her care, but the type of care that she needed wasn't accepted by Medicaid.
Yeah.
So.
And so that's part of, and also, you know, I hear these ads on the radio too. You need more than insurance to protect your assets. Folks, when we're talking about it in a long-term care context, you need the insurance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you protect your assets. If you're trying to do estate planning to protect your assets from Medicaid, guess what? You're giving your money away.
Mm-hmm.
Those aren't your assets to use. And that is the big, you know, confusion out there. It's like, I can't protect my assets. In fact, we got some clients right now that are burning through their long-term care insurance, and they're really trying to figure that out. Can we protect assets? And I'm like, from what? You know, from having to spend them down to pay for care? No, because Medicaid is going to look back 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put your assets in a trust to try to protect those, remember, it's not your money anymore. If you still have access to it, it's a revocable trust. So remember, we were talking about this. Think of a safe deposit box. You can go put your money in that safe deposit box and protect it. But if you have the key to it, it's still your money. If you give that key to somebody else, okay, now it's not your money. You don't have access to it anymore. That's the way Medicaid planning works if I'm putting assets in a trust.
And you have to do it 5 years before you end up needing help from Medicaid.
That's right. So if I'm just diagnosed with Parkinson's or Alzheimer's now I move all my assets into a trust. Guess what? I am still self-funding for 5 years,
mm-hmm.
right? That's the thing. So you have to have the insurance to protect the assets, and also you have to have the insurance to protect the family members, because not only are you protecting the assets by bringing in that money to pay for the care, you also are surrounding yourself with that team of professionals, the case managers, the claim specialists. You went through this. We have clients that were just in yesterday watching their mother-in-law go through this. They're saying it's overwhelming how many mm-hmm. decisions have to be made and what the...
And you don't have an advocate. If you're just on your own, oh my goodness.
You got the doctor telling you one thing. You got the nurse telling you another thing. Then you got a social director. And then you got the manager at the assisted living facility or the nursing home, wherever mm-hmm. your loved one's at, telling you something else. And it's like you're sitting there trying to manage all this versus having a team of professionals that have been there and done that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the interpreter. It's the travel guide. It's the people that you want on your team in a time of need. So that's really what insurance does. So we're going to head into our first break here. And when we come back, let's talk about the three big causes that procrastination causes for long-term care planning. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Bill, a client of Brian Ott and 525 Advisors.
Why did you decide to even look into the long-term care?
Well, I think the things that drove me to this was the expenses when you start getting older, and I wanted to not lose everything, protect my assets. And so I didn't have any long-term coverage, and I chose the asset-based plan, which, you know, had a lot of benefits that I thought worked for me.
Tell me about your first meeting with Brian, how he explained your long-term care options.
Well, I thought Brian and Madeline were great. A lot of follow-up, very clear in the way that he answered all my questions, and I thought it was as transparent as I of an experience as I had, and he was right there the whole way, you know, being patient, helping me out. I felt that he was working with me instead of working for himself.
Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I started working with Brian. You will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregrick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
I have to tell you, what a relief for my wife and me when we got signed up for long-term care coverage. The more I learned about the fact that nearly 3 out of 4 of us will need some form of long-term care in our retirement, there are so many issues at play. For some people, they can't afford it and they become a burden on their friends and family. For others, you do have money set aside, but it wipes out everything that you've saved. And maybe most importantly, it's about having a plan so that all your children have to do is carry out your wishes. It's not a burden on them. And that's why I love the advice we got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. We started by going to one of Brian's free classes, and that's what I recommend you do to find out about all the different plans they offer. Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476 and get the latest information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. That's 1-888-973-5476.
And again, we're going to be kicking off our class this morning at 9 a.m., and then we have another one on the 30th. That is Saturday at the end of the month. So come see us. It's an asset-based class, and learn, you know, about these programs. Because, folks, I tell you, there is, again, you hear all these ads bouncing around on the radio that, you know, you need these life plans and you need all this other stuff. But I'll tell you what, if you cannot get long-term care insurance, you've got some tough decisions to make.
Yeah.
Because there's no way to protect your assets unless you give them away. That's it. And then you don't have that money to use. You don't have that money. I mean, you work hard. That's the crazy thing, right? We work hard. We put all this energy and effort into a retirement plan for what? So we can have a quality of life. Mm-hmm. So we can go on vacation. So we can take our grandkids on vacation. So we can do things. And that we're sitting there being told now that, well, if you want to protect that money that you worked hard for, you can by doing this legal maneuvering stuff and mm-hmm. setting up these trusts. But you got to, bottom line is, you got to give the money away. Because if you don't give that money away, meaning you got to give it away and you can't use it, then guess what? It's still your money.
Yeah.
And so Medicaid's going to say, well, you're spending your assets down first before we're going to give you any care at all. And then outside of that, go out there and compare the care that you get on Medicaid versus long-term care insurance. It is, folks, it is night and day difference. It's a Ritz-Carlton compared to a homeless shelter.
Yeah.
It's that severe. And I'm not exaggerating on that. It really is.
It's like having a car or taking the bus.
Yeah, not even the bus. I'd say it's like a skateboard with three wheels. I mean, Medicaid system is broken down, right? It really is. So
they just don't have the resources.
Yeah. And so we're going to show you a way, especially those of you that have worked hard and have assets, how to protect them. And you need to do it now, and we're going to talk about why. Because when you procrastinate for long-term care planning, it causes 3 major problems. And the number one problem is health.
Mm-hmm.
It can change in an instant.
Exactly. And this is not something you can fix. With other procrastination, you can go back and maybe make up extra time or something.
Mm-hmm.
With this, you can't.
Yeah, and so I think the number one thing you got to understand about your health is it can change on a dime, right? So we've lost 2 clients last year between the application and the underwriting process because of medical events mm-hmm. during the process, right? That's how fast it can happen. And so you have to be aware of that you're going along and all of a sudden you have a TIA event or you just have a sudden stroke or you've got some sore lymph glands and you go in and you find out you got cancer and it's like that fast. And we've also had it the other way. We've got a client that we no more than got her policy put in place, and 6 months later, she's diagnosed with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
She would have been uninsurable. So now she has that insurance in place, and she's covered. So that's what we're talking about, procrastination. The number one problem is your health. You can't take it for granted. And we get 2 types of clients. We get the clients that are watching somebody go through this, And then we get the clients that are coming in to see us because they've been diagnosed with something.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, time and gravity caught up with them, right? It's like, oh, now all of a sudden I am getting this little heart murmur has turned into irregular heartbeats, turned into this problem. Oh, and by the way, I've been diagnosed with this autoimmune disease.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big deal right now, but all of a sudden you realize time and gravity is catching up.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem is, by the time you realize that there's a problem, the insurance companies know there's a problem too, because they're going to do the medical underwriting and they're going to say no. And what you always say, the bar is set pretty low already for the insurance companies.
Exactly.
Right?
They already have a 70% chance that you're going to end up in long-term care at some point.
Yeah.
So add any health condition, your percentages go way up.
And so somebody's asking me about this. So why would anybody even insure if it's 70% are going in there? Well, what you got to understand is what the insurance company's looking at is that about a third of the people that go into a long-term care situation die within the first year. And then you have the average claim is still 4 years. So that means if you make it a year, you're going to make it that 5 or 6 years. So what they're looking at is they're hedging that there's certain people that are going to die within a year just from old age or whatever it is. But if you have something like an autoimmune deficiency or disease, now all of a sudden you could be in a long-term care situation for a real long time or a cognitive situation. Now you could be on the other side of that spectrum. You could be 8 or 10 or 12 years. And so they're trying to mitigate those known risks right there. And so that's why there's medical underwriting. It's the same way health insurance used to be, right? You went out and applied for health insurance and they asked if you're smoking. They looked at your past,
your
what you had,
weight.
Because they know there are just certain people that are going to use more insurance than other people. So your health is key, and that's the number one thing that you, like Madeline says, it's very rare. Now, if you fall and you twist your ankle or you have a knee surgery or something like that, yes, you can heal up for that and then you can qualify for long-term care again. But if you go out there and you have to have your knee, it's surgery on or shoulder or anything like that, you are uninsurable during that process because you got to get through physical therapy because they want to make sure that there's no lingering effects.
Exactly.
Right? Now, all of a sudden you have a hip surgery, something goes wrong, get an infection. Now, all of a sudden you have a gait and a balance problem. Guess what? Balance problems, that's part of transferring. You're not going to get the insurance. So don't procrastinate on that. If you're healthy, we tell everybody, when's the best time to get health insurance? It's not based on your age. It's based on your health. Your health is what allows you to get insurance. The age is what drives the cost of the insurance. So
exactly.
Those are the two things that you have to keep in mind. So number two, the problem is, we're going to just roll right into that with procrastinating, is the cost. The longer I wait to put a plan in place, the more I'm going to pay for that insurance. And what I mean by that is if I'm 55 and I put a plan in place, and let's just say a traditional plan where I pay premiums every year.
Just annual or monthly premiums.
I go on claim at age 85, right? So I paid premiums for 30 years. Well, you say, well, why wouldn't I just wait till I'm 60 if I'm healthy and take out that plan and pay the premiums? I had saved 5 years of premiums. Well, if I take a 55 and a 60-year-old and you put them both on claim at age 85, even though that 60-year-old paid 5 years less of premium, they're going to pay more in total premiums than the 55-year-old.
Exactly.
And the 55-year-old, guess what? He was covered at 55. So if he got in a horrible car wreck or something, he was covered. And he didn't have to worry about his health changing. So again, the cost is based on your age. And so the longer you procrastinate, the more it's going to cost you. And so the difference is, on an asset-based plan, let's look at just a single lump sum plan. I'm walking in and I'm just going to walk in with a chunk of money and buy up a plan. Well, if I'm 60, I'm going to get more insurance for that same deposit than I'm going to get at age 65 or age 70.
Definitely.
And again, my health is going to qualify me. And the other thing too on the cost is, remember, your health, you might still qualify, but you might get rated.
That's a good point.
Right? So if we're talking about rating being like A, B, or C, just think of it that way, right? A is the best rates, B and C. Well, B is 15% more. C is going to be 30% more in premium than the A rating.
Yeah.
So even though you're still healthy, maybe something changed. Now, maybe all of a sudden you're on cholesterol medication and you got high blood pressure. Well, you're no longer the A rating. You're the B rating. So you're going to automatically pay 15% more. Now, all of a sudden, you add in some obesity to that, some BMI, you're heavy, you've gained some weight. Now, all of a sudden, your C rating, you're going to pay 30% more in premiums.
Yeah.
So the cost really can get, it can add up pretty quickly when you procrastinate. And so, again, your health is what's going to drive your ability to get it. Your age is what's going to drive the cost of that. So you want to do it while you can.
And the reason you get in healthy and get that healthier rating is because the insurance companies can only underwrite you at that time. They can't come back in 10 years down the road, you've been covered and you get a diagnosis and they say, oh, we're going to rate you higher.
That's right.
They don't do that. So that's why you got to get in and lock in a good rate.
That's a valid point, right? You get the A-plus rating, and now all of a sudden something changes 2 years down the road. They can't come back in and take that A-plus rating away from you, mm-hmm. even though you might be a C rating, right? So that's a great point. So again, we're talking about the cost of procrastinating, the problems. Number one is health. Number two is cost. The third issue that procrastination causes when you're doing a long-term care plan is the availability of products.
Yeah.
And folks, I cannot stress this enough. 10 years ago when I got into this business, I mean, there were, if we look at the traditional long-term care plans where you just pay as you go, there were hundreds of companies that offered these plans. There were paid up at 65 options, meaning that if I took out a plan at 50, I could have it fully paid up at age 65. There were 10 pay, which means I just make 10 payments. There were 20 payment options. There were lifetime benefits, 5% inflation. There were all kinds of design features that we have that have just disappeared.
Yeah, I've been very limited.
We have one company now that offers a 10 pay on traditional. Everybody else is just continuous pay, which means I have to pay until I'm on claim. So now if you go back and you say, well, I would love to have a 20 pay, right? Because I'm 45 years old. I take that policy out to be paid up at 65. You don't have that option anymore. And most of those companies have gotten out of the business. The traditional companies, we've shrunk down to about 10 companies left now that are offering product. And really out of that, there's maybe five that I would even consider using. So we have to look at that the availability of the products, things come and go. And mm-hmm. what the insurance companies are looking at saying, look, the interest rates are low. They're not going up. We're not getting cash. You know, our cash reserves is not earning enough money. We're having to raise premiums, or people are living longer. And all these medical advances that are helping us live longer is horrible for the long-term care industry.
Exactly.
Right? It's great for the life insurance because mm-hmm. you can buy life insurance now for a lot less money than you could 20 years ago. But what's happening is we're seeing that for long-term care, the actuaries are having to take all this data and look at it. Guess what? People are living longer.
And they need to make sure that they're selling plans that are sustainable for mm-hmm. the future, because that's what happened with all of those plans back in the early 2000s is, you know, a lot of companies got into it and they didn't really have all the data that we have today.
That's right.
So the plans were being sold as Cadillac plans that aren't really sustainable.
Well, and they were using their best information available at mm-hmm. the time. Because remember, we invented this long-term care industry in 1974, and it was really just nursing home insurance is what it was. And now it's evolved into what it is today. But, you know, it's like anything. You think of the first car versus the car we drive today, the first cell phone versus the cell phones that we have today, mm-hmm. right? So there's been a lot that's changed. But the point is, yes, the availability of these products, like the lifetime benefits, the inflation riders, things like that, when I procrastinate, now all of a sudden I come back, and if you want a plan like my mom has with a lifetime benefit, that company doesn't offer it anymore.
Mm-mm.
That's the sad thing. And we've seen some changes. You see some minute changes with different carriers that are constantly tweaking their products as they go, sometimes for the good, sometimes, you know, from the client point of view, it's like, maybe the old model was better.
Yeah.
And so you just have to be aware of that get, you know, come to one of these classes and learn about these programs, because even though we have fewer carriers offering long-term care today, we have more options than ever. We have more ways to fund them. And because of things like the state partnership and the Pension Protection Act, we have all these new ways to fund these plans. And who knows, maybe, you know, look at our politics. I mean, who knows what's going to happen, right? When they get in, they change the rules.
Yeah.
Maybe we can't do a 1035 exchange in the future. Maybe we can't pay for it out of a business or
a retirement account
or a health savings account, right? So those are some of the issues that we're looking at, is that we can't just assume that these products are always going to be exactly the same. Now, that being said, people always want to know, what if I take out this plan today with the lifetime benefits and then the company decides not to sell that down the road? Well, guess what? You have lifetime benefits.
Mm-hmm.
It's a contract. And that's the great thing, right? It's like, think of all those people that went out and bought those deferred annuities that were paying, had a 3% floor back in the day, and they can just sit there and hang on to them. Or people that bought treasury bonds when rates were 15%, right?
Yeah.
They just hang on to them for 30 years. They're going to get that rate. That's the same way these contracts are. You get that contract, you put it in place, the terms of your plan are yours. They can't take that away. So if you have 5% inflation, you have a lifetime benefit, you have a 10 pay option, You pay that up in 10 years, your plan's going to sit there and grow at 5%. They can't take that away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what's nice. Another thing we saw disappear too is the cash or the indemnity plans. We've got just a couple of those left
now.
It's definitely
limited.
That was very common, right? So that means that when I go on claim, I get cash every month instead of having to send in bills and get reimbursed. So things like that change. And so again, don't procrastinate because number one is your health. That can change instantly. Number two, it's going to cost you more money if you wait. And number three, some of the products that are around today may not be around tomorrow. So just be aware of that. So we're going to head into our second break. And when we come back, I want to show you why wealthy people get long-term care insurance. I'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Exciting options you need to know about in regard to long-term care. Brian is here to help at 1-888-973-5476. Or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high costs of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Volatile markets are never fun, but it provides the opportunity to see exactly how much risk you're exposed to. Like Warren Buffett always says, when the tide goes out, you find out who's been swimming without their trunks on. Hey, it's Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. Chances are, the defense portion of your portfolio, the bonds, got hit right along with your stocks. So what do you do? Look, safety doesn't have to mean lower returns. By using our bond replacement strategy, our clients have actually increased their returns while being insured against loss and all the while lowering their fees. Call now and get your free copy of our brand new booklet, Common Sense Investing, and learn how to protect your retirement against loss but still participate in market gains. Call 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by calling Brian up at 1-888-973-5476. Or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. Again, we got a class kicking off this morning at 9 a.m., so we'll see a lot of you over there, and that's over in Bellevue. Next class is the 30th, so that's the end of the month on a Saturday. That's an asset-based class that we usually do during the week, and we've gotten a lot of requests, people saying, hey, can you do one on Saturday because I really want to go to the asset-based class, but you know it's hard for me to get away during the week, so yeah, come on.
Damn. Yeah, and we're getting some other ones up there today, so keep an eye out.
Yeah, that's right. We'll get the April calendar up here shortly. So, again, all that information is available at 525longtermcare.com. So this part of the show is one of my favorite parts of the show. This is where we client of the week segment, where we're going to talk about how we designed a plan. And boy, I mean, we really struck a chord here. We've been talking about the problems with protecting your estate and getting long-term care services through estate planning only, right, without the insurance component. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of people have been going back and looking at their estate plans and calling their attorneys, which I always say, call your attorney. Ask mm-hmm. him how it's going to work.
Ask him how it's going to play out. Yeah.
Your husband doesn't die. He has a stroke tomorrow. What's going to happen? Who's going to pay for the care? How do I get Medicaid to step in and provide those services for my husband? And they're finding out the truth that they're not. They don't get to ring their bell and have Medicaid show up. They're going to end up paying for that care for a minimum of 5 years. That's mm-hmm. just the reality. And their assets are at risk. So the only way to protect those assets is, again, to put them into a trust that's irrevocable, which means that money is no longer mine. And I'm going to tell you, folks, it's like putting your money in a pickle jar and throwing it out in the river. Now, the difference is you can dictate where that money goes to in your trust, right? It can be for your charity. It can be to the kids. It can be something like that. But it cannot come back to you, because if it does, then that's a problem. That means you never gave it away. So what we're really talking about saying is, like, okay, wouldn't it be nice that in a time of need, you don't die, you flip a switch, and now you have the source of money coming in, number one. Number two, you have this team of professionals that are there, which is your case manager, your claim specialist, your care coordination.
Yeah.
Those are the people that help, like my grandmother, get the physical therapy. She started at home, right? And she needed a physical therapist. Well, guess what? That's different than somebody that needs to come in and do the light housekeeping and cook some meals and do her laundry and help her transfer, right? So that's care coordination. They're going to make sure that your plan of care, the things that you need, are lined up. And they're going to show you how to get that.
And the right people to do that.
Right. Versus you dumping that on a family member and sitting there, I don't know where to get, how do I get a physical therapist? Oh, and I need some light housekeeping in. And, oh, are they skilled at cognitive issues, right? So that's care coordination. So you get this team of professionals. And again, I'm going to say that's like when our house burned down. The insurance people show up. They have one adjuster that comes out, looks at the house with his clipboard. Next thing you know, they jump in action. They're getting the permits. They're getting the old house torn down. They're getting the new house put up. They're getting the plumber, the carpenter, the electrician, and we go about our lives, right? That's what long-term care planning does. It allows the family members to manage your care instead of providing that care.
Yeah.
And that is such a huge relief. And
the burden of feeling helpless off of the family members.
Yeah, and just the constant stress of having to make this decision and not really knowing where do I get the help for mom or my spouse or whatever it is. So the client of the week this week was Carl, who was 68, and Penny, who was 59. And we struck a chord when we were talking about the fact that men generally will die sooner than women, and a lot of women will live 10, 20 years without their spouse. Mm-hmm. My mom is one of them. My father passed away in 2006. So here we are, 13 years. My mom's turning 75 this year. She's got another 20 years left in her, right? She's going to live a long time without a spouse. So Carl's sitting there looking at this saying, okay, I have this estate plan, but I have a really big estate. But like most people with estates, it's not just a bunch of money sitting in the bank, right? It's assets.
It's laid out.
Second homes. It's in investment property. It's business interests. It's retirement accounts. And so we're sitting there looking at this. And he's sitting there saying, what if I end up having a stroke and I don't die? Now, how do I protect my estate, number one? And then number two, what happens if I do die? How am I going to protect my wife? Is she going to have to sit there and make all these decisions? Who's going to make the decisions? Which asset do we sell first? Mm-hmm. Let's use a retirement account now and pay the taxes on it. Or do we sell a piece of rental property? Or do we sell the farmland that they've had in the family forever? So it starts getting complicated. And so he came in and he said, look, how do I protect myself? And I'm looking at this guy, and I'm just going to tell you, folks, he multimillionaire, right? There is not one financial advisor that would look him in the eye and say, you don't have enough to self-insure. And that's what most of our clients are on these asset base. They have the money, but what they do is they learn about these new programs. They see the value in it. So here's what we did for Carl. We took a single direct deposit of $525,000. That's a lot of money, right? $500,000.
It was a small portion of his estate, though.
That's right. It's a small portion. He would have had to put 10 times more money than this into a trust to give it away to protect it, right? Mm-hmm. What that guaranteed him is if he never used it, was $600,000 coming back to the estate tax-free. So if he uses $600,000 or less of insurance, long-term care, the difference goes back to his estate. So he's depositing $525. He's guaranteed to get $600 paid back, either in long-term care benefits or in tax-free benefits coming back to the estate. But folks, here's what it did for him. This is the maximum plan. This is the maximum plan that this guy could get. He's getting $12,000 a month for him and his wife. So $144,000 a year for long-term care. That's the starting benefit. We're putting a 5% compound inflation factor on this. Now, you're sitting there looking at this thinking, holy cow, why do you need that? Well, let's go look at his wife. His wife is, you know, 9 years younger than him, 59 years old. What if she goes out to, you know, 30 years? That's 89 years old. My grandmother was right in the middle of a long-term care situation when she was 89. We go out there 30 years. They've got $592,000 tax-free per person per year for long-term care. So
that's more than they put in.
That's right. So he's thinking it's more than he put in. But the thing is to think about the cost. Look at what's happening to the cost of long-term care. Carl's a pretty smart guy. He's been out looking around. Some of the nice facilities, what if his, he says, what if I die and my wife wants to move into one of these facilities? She wants the social, she wants the you know, that lifestyle.
Community.
She wants a two-bedroom instead of a one-bedroom. How much is that going to cost, right? Because you can go out there and look right now. You can spend $10,000, $12,000 a month on a two-bedroom assisted living apartment.
Oh,
you can
yeah.
do that. So the 5% inflation factor just says, guess what? That's going to keep up with that rising cost. And what we're going to see with the baby boomers coming on board right now is that you're going to see those costs go up. Already we've got 3-year, 4-year waiting lists to get into some of these nicer facilities out there, right? Some of these communities that people want to live in.
Mm-hmm.
Because my mother-in-law lives in one, and she's actually very happy there because she gets the social aspect of it. She's got the conveniences. They have restaurants in her spot. It's just, it's a quality of life. And so what he's saying is, what if she's diagnosed with a cognitive issue and lives 8 or 10 years? What kind of place does he want? There's memory clinics out there right now that are $30,000 a month,
yep.
$25,000 a month. That's not hard to spend. So folks, this seems like a lot of money, but at the same sense, this is a small portion of his assets. He doesn't have to start moving money into trust. He's got an estate plan. He has an idea where he wants his estate to go, but he's not sure when he's going to die.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if the grandkid that he wants to give a piece of property to ends up in prison, right? I mean, you don't know that. That's the problem with setting up these irrevocable trusts. You got to give the power then to a trustee to make changes or whatever. But ultimately, what we're trying to say is keep your wealth, keep control of that, but set up a plan that's going to provide you the protection so you don't have to sell off assets. And the other thing that's really powerful about this plan, Carl's the finance guy. He's mm-hmm. the money guy. He doesn't want his wife to have to sit there and make these decisions. So who would be making those decisions? Who could they trust? Would it be one of the kids? Would it be the CPA? The bottom line is he's sitting there saying, I don't want her to have to try to figure out where to get money to pay for care, whether it's for me or whether it's for her,
mm-hmm.
right? Because long-term care situations, simply put, are just a cash flow problem, right? Now all of a sudden I need $10,000 a month more. Where do I get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Carl has a stroke. That doesn't mean that he's going to be the only one that's, you know, ready to move into an assisted living facility, or he is. Penny might still say, oh, gosh, I want to get him the help, but I still want to have my life. I still want to go out and do the things and be with my friends and live. So now all of a sudden we got two housing expenses, or we're trying to bring that help inside, which gets very expensive very quickly. He's got a plan now that's going to manage that. And this is why wealthy people see the value in long-term care. He's going to get more money back regardless of what happens. But if they're in one of these 8-year, 10-year cases, they're not devastating the estate.
Exactly.
Design your estate plan. Go sit with your attorney. Get the fancy leather binder and lay out what you want to happen. But don't let it get unraveled by an extended healthcare event. We've got clients right now. And the reason why I'm so fired up about this is because we have a client that we've been talking to this week. And we're watching them go through this.
Yeah.
They've had the last couple years. They've had to claw millions of dollars back. Now they're trying to figure out what to do with real estate and move this. And it is so complicated. It's at a time in their life where they don't need this extra stress.
Yeah.
Right? He's already in a long-term care situation. So that's the idea. Don't procrastinate. If you're healthy, get one of these plans in place. This is a lifetime benefit. And I can't stress that enough because, again, this client that we're talking about that's really struggling, they have long-term care. It's going on 7 years, and they're going to run out this year of it.
Yeah.
Now, any financial advisor that would sit there and look them in the eye and say, number one, they had enough assets to pay for long-term care, not to worry about it. Number two, they would have said, you only need 2 or 3 years of coverage. That's what all the financial advisors like to say, right? Because they mm-hmm. can plug that up, and they can say, that's the average
Medicaid. Oh, it's just the average,
yeah. And here's the average cost. Folks, we've got clients right now that are burning over $12,000 a month right now in long-term care expenses. 7 years, they're going to run out of their policy this fall, and he could live another 10 years in this same situation. So that's what this protects against. This is the catastrophic event. And wealthy people, I'm telling you, if you've got $4, $5, $10, $20 million, and you think I'm going to self-insure, come to our asset-based class because we're going to show you a better way to do it. And what are you really giving up on this? I'm giving up interest, right? I'm giving up a return on that $500,000, right? You're sitting there saying, well, 500 turns into 600. That's not really return. But the overall odds of them using this, remember, this covers two people. This isn't just for him or just for her. Both people are covered for long-term care. 92% chance they will use this for long-term care. You want to bet against this. Now you have this. This is your coffee can in the backyard that's going to turn into unlimited coffee cans if you need long-term care that's growing at 5%. But if you don't use it, guess what? The family's still going to go out there and dig that up, and they're going to get more money back than what you put into the coffee can.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty powerful deal. And so we do a lot of these, and I think people are shocked at this because everybody says, well, why would I need it if I have money? It's like, folks, zero taxes on this, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're pulling out $200,000, $300,000 a year, where's that coming from? Is it coming from an IRA? Is it coming from real estate? You know, what assets do you have? Is it capital gains tax that you're paying 20% on now?
Is it coming from something that you're relying on for income
later on
down the road?
Exactly. And that's what our assets do. That's a great point. The assets are there to generate income, whether it's interest income, whether it's growth, whether it's rental income. And once you have to start peeling those off and selling those off, now you are taking your capital assets, you're reducing the amount of income you come in, and it just perpetuates that snowball effect on a cash flow problem. So we're going to head into our final break here, folks. When we come back, I got a question of the week from Craig up in Mill Creek. We'll be right back to Long Term Care Radio.
Certified long-term care planning specialist Brian Ott will be right back to take your call at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476. Or email your questions to 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley, and I'm here with Rick Gregorick. Rick, after attending a few of your events, one of the things that really stood out to me is how proper planning can really give you and your family and loved ones peace of mind.
It really does, John. At Gregorick & Associates, we are a planning firm, and my personal life experiences are what led me into estate and elder law planning. I've learned that through education, individuals and families can significantly reduce their risk and anxieties. We all face the likelihood of disability during our lives. A proper legal life plan can give you control of your care and the management of your financial affairs, and most of all, peace of mind.
Absolutely. The peace of mind, knowing that everything has been taken care of, is just so important. Schedule a complimentary consultation with Rick. He'll take the time to go through everything with you and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Steve saw his parents not invest in long-term care coverage until it was too late. His mom was able to qualify, but his dad was not. Story Monson with Steve. And Steve, your family's experience caused you to do quite a bit of research. I know you met with several companies. Tell me about that first meeting with Brian and 525 Advisors.
I did not feel like I was talking to a salesperson. I did not feel any pressure to buy anything. And it seemed like they were very knowledgeable.
In comparison to those other guys in the industry that you had met with, you thought that Brian was just set apart?
Just way apart, you know, personable, knowledgeable, friendly, no pressure, just, you know, felt like, you know, I was, you know, almost like a friend.
You know, that was the reaction from my wife and me, too, because, you know, the name of his company is 525 Advisors, and I just felt like we were getting good, solid advice rather than being pitched a product.
You know, people just, they don't get long-term care insurance. They don't get it. My mom is at the point where she needs assisted living, and she's so thankful that she made the decision to buy and keep her long-term care policy.
So, yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, great testimonial. So to sum it up, Steve, what's your advice to anyone thinking about long-term care coverage?
My advice would be go ahead and talk to whoever you want to talk to, but make sure you talk to Brian Ott and my kids. I said, hey, you know, you guys, things are taken care of. You don't have to deal with all these decisions when you're in a crisis situation. So,
amen.
I'm very excited about my experience with them and sharing it with you.
Well, that is awesome, Steve. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started, and you will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Join Brian now at 1-888-973-5476. That's 1-888-973-5476.
You know, you just heard the ad there from one of our clients, Steve, and I'll tell you what, he was another one of those guys that every financial advisor in the world would have told him, you know, you don't need to worry about it.
Yeah, exactly. You have enough.
You have enough money, and he just saw the value, and he's got a great plan, lifetime benefits going to cover him and his wife. And folks, that's what we do. You have got to be your own advocate out there. If somebody tells you, a financial advisor, attorney, not to worry about it, get them to sign it, especially if they're a fiduciary. Have them write something up and tell them to guarantee me that I'm going to have a stream of income that's going to last me for a lifetime should I end up in a long-term care situation. I won't have to deplete my assets and end up on Medicaid. They won't do it. They can't do it. And yet that's really what we're doing is we're not saying that we don't know how much money you're going to need, but what we know is that we can set up a pension for you for a lifetime that will be turned on in a time of need.
And it's guaranteed.
It's guaranteed, and it's going to relieve the pressure off of your family and the kids. And it's what I tell everybody, right? The number one asset is not the money. It's not the money that you give away. It's your family. Those are the people. And, you know, when you think about this, protect your assets, protect your assets, protect your assets. Well, you know what? It's not your assets that are staying up at night worried about you. It's not your assets that are losing sleep because they can't be there with you and they think they might need you. It's not your assets that are sitting there going through mounds of paperwork trying to figure out how to get a plan of care put in place for you. It's your family members. It's the people you care about. And so, you know, when you hear this protect your assets, it's like, yeah, long-term care does that. But more importantly, it protects your family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're so passionate about this, because you and I have both seen this. And I mean,
lived both sides of it.
That's right. I mean, you didn't have the protection. And then I watched my grandmother's plan get turned on. And it was like somebody flipped this switch and my mom got her life back.
Mm-hmm.
She came out. She spent 3 weeks with us in the summer. She hadn't been out in years, had not been away from home unless she was at her mom's house taking care of her. And she came out here and she was a grandmother to my kids when they were young. She got her life back. So that's what we really do. And that's what Steve was saying. He's telling his kids, like, hey, don't worry, you're protected. And what he means by that is, like, we've got a team of professionals that are going to jump in.
Yeah.
You don't have to make all these decisions.
I've got
a plan. I'm going to flip this switch. We're going to have money coming in that can pay for this care when we need it. And we're going to have the people that are going to sit there and guide us through the situation as opposed to you trying to figure that out on your own. So sign up. Come to one of our classes. That's the way Steve did it. Next class is on the 30th, the asset-based class. That's a Saturday at 9 a.m. in Bellevue. And that class, you know, our class today is filled up. We have a limited amount of seats. We're not going to get a bigger spot. People always ask us that. Could you get a bigger spot and get bigger classes? And no, because we keep these classes small enough so that we can take our time and answer your questions.
Yeah, and it's a comfortable environment.
That's
people
right.
are more encouraged because it's not a large classroom setting. It's small enough where you can get your question answered and you feel comfortable.
You just have to bring your own coffee on Saturdays because the restaurant in our building is closed. It's during the week it's open. But yeah, the whole idea is it really is a class. It's come in, learn. We're going to answer your questions. And what's going to happen is the guy next to you is going to ask a question like, oh, that's a great idea. What about in this situation? How would this work? And that's what we do. And so that's the power of this class. And then you get our book, Guide to Long-Term Care Planning, which, you know, you can call us and ask us. We're not going to mail it to you. All that information is on our website. But when you come to a class, you're going to walk out with that book so you can sit there on the couch and just kind of review some of the things we talked about. So that's what's real powerful.
Exactly.
So when you sign up for a class, 525longtermcare.com, upcoming events, Madeline always keeps that right there on the homepage. Right underneath that, you're going to see Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week submission. If you send us a question, we're going to pick through that. We're going to read it on the air. And this is just a great way for us to kind of find out what's on your mind and what you need to know. And I'm getting distracted because I'm watching a tarantula drag a mouse across the screen on CNN. I don't know what in the world that's about, but holy cow.
Apparently a tarantula is devouring a mouse possum.
That creeps me out. That creeps my daughter out. She doesn't like spiders. Well, you don't
I'm spiders either. I'm an arachnophobic. I can't do that. I just, for some reason, it's...
Close your eyes. There you go. Okay, so we're going to lose Madeline. So our question of the week comes from Craig up in Mill Creek. Craig says, I'm 55 and healthy. Can I wait until I'm 60 or 65 to put a plan in place? Well, we kind of answered that today.
Yeah, if you listened to the show earlier.
But here's the point, Craig. Yes, you can, right? You can wait, but you're gambling, right? Mm-hmm. If you qualify now, you're healthy. You assume you're healthy. But what you have to understand is one simple little diagnosis can just make you unqualified for long-term care. It doesn't mean you're going to die. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you're going to die any sooner, but it can still make you unqualified.
Well, that's what I see so often in our office. You know, people call and say, well, I have this condition, but I'm healthy, you know, and I feel good. I'm healthier than a lot of people I know, you know, but it's still... that's actually still a concern for insurance, or you're going to be rated.
Yes, absolutely. So the point is, yes, you can wait. And here's the thing. We have clients up to age 85 that have mm-hmm. still gotten some leverage plans, which means they put money in, they'll get more money out for long-term care, right? That's what I mean by leverage. The traditional plans, if I'm just going to pay as I go, I'm going to be shut off at about 78, 79 for most carriers. Some carriers are shutting off at like 70, some at 75, but we have a couple go up to 78, 79. The problem is, if we look at the fallout rate, the turndown rates between a 55, a 60, a 65, a 70-year-old, it is just a ramp that just goes straight down basically. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is I'm 70, those people get approved at a fraction of the approvals for a 50-year-old.
Exactly. Well, it's like we say in our classes all the time, there's no advantage to waiting. Yeah. There just truly isn't. You're not going to save any money, even if you think, you know, I'm going to wait and not pay these 5 years of premiums, you're still going to end up paying more.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, if I'm 55 and I'm trying to do an asset-based plan and I don't want to come in with a big lump sum of money because I'm saving for retirement or college, it's like, understand, and you're going to learn that at our asset-based class, I can set up a 10 pay. I can set up a 20 pay. I can have a fully paid up asset-based plan over 20 years or over 10 years. And so there's a lot of these options, some at 5 years. I have one company that does it over 15 years. So you don't have to come in with a lump sum, or you can come in with a small amount of savings and make smaller payments for 10 years or 20 years. It's your choice. Now, if I'm doing a traditional just pay-as-I-go plan, well, at 55, there is a 10 pay left, or I can do a continuous pay. But the thing is, at 55, going back to our beginning of the show, if I'm 55 and I go on claim at 85, and I'm 65 and I take out my plan, I go on claim at 85, the 65-year-old's paid more money for the same amount of insurance. Mm-hmm. The 55-year-old had 10 years more coverage, and they paid less in total premiums. That's the way these long-term care plans work. And that's the problem when I get up to 70, 75, 80. I mean, we had a 96-year-old call us a couple of years ago. Remember that? He was ready to start looking at long-term care insurance. He was 96. I thought, well... Yeah, technically you're already there, buddy, statistically speaking. So the problem is, if I'm 75, I'm 80, the insurance company, they do not have a way to get enough premium to put it to work to give you insurance. They just don't, right? Because it's like the odds are you're going to be on claim within the next 5 or 10 years. And so they have to look at that. So that's why the premiums get so crazy expensive when you start getting up in your 70s. So be aware of that. Thanks for the question. If you have a question of the week for us, just go to 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Sign up for our upcoming event. We're going to have some new events posted here in a couple of days, so check back on that. And we'll see everybody here in a few minutes. We're going to head over to Bellevue for our class. Our next class is the end of the month on the 30th. See you then. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.